Coming up, we'll play a round of this, that, or the other about my three former jobs, detective, poet, and alt rocker. But first, let's check in with our contestants. Brianna, you also work at a doggy daycare?
I do.
Oh, that sounds like a good job.
It is. Yeah? There's nothing like going to hang out with a whole bunch of dogs after a long day at school.
So do people kind of overly pamper their pets in this city?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Recently just had a lady come in with two of her dogs who said they get anxious when they hear barking. So there's that.
It's a rough road for a dog. Okay, awesome. Nathan, you actually have your own personal theme song that a band wrote for you?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
It was a contest. So it was a promotion for their album, which came out a couple years ago. It's a band called Tally Hall, which unfortunately doesn't exist anymore. Yeah, but they wrote this song, and now it just follows me around.
How does it go?
It essentially goes, Nathan, Mark. And it, from there, it kind of sounds like the Flintstones theme
song. It sounds a lot like the Flintstones theme.
It gets stuck in your head real easily.
Sounds a lot like the Flintstones theme song, or is the Flintstones theme song?
I will not comment on their artistry.
Okay, so it's time to play This, That, or the Other. I'm going to give you a title, and you are going to tell me which of three categories it belongs to. And today's categories are titles of poems written by Robert Frost, titles of books featuring teen detective Nancy Drew, and names of alternative rock bands. No need to buzz in. We're going to alternate back and forth. Nathan, you won the last game. You win this, you'll go to the final round. Brianna, you need to win this, or you'll be locked in the bottom of a boat and forced to tap dance in Morse code to escape, just like Nancy Drew did in book number 16, The Clue of the Tapping Heels. Remember, Robert Frost poem, Nancy Drew book, or alt rock band. Brianna, we'll start with you. The elusive heiress.
Nancy Drew?
That is Nancy Drew. Yes. No such thing anymore. It's like the only one that does not have a reality show is the elusive heiress. Nathan, the death of the hired man.
I'm going to say Nancy Drew.
Sounds like a Nancy Drew book, but it is not. Brianna, can you steal?
Is it Robert Frost?
It is Robert Frost. Yes. It's about a farming couple arguing whether to rehire an aging man who worked for them for years, and guess what happens while they're trying to decide? He dies. Brianna, The Silken Tent.
Is that a Robert Frost?
It is a Robert Frost poem. It's about a tent that's dry clean only. Nathan, The Door in the Dark.
I'll go alternative band.
I wish the alternative bands were that creative. The Door in the Dark would be the best name for like
a... great.
For like...
Like gothy,
yeah,
emo,
a gothy,
like a
emo.
Kind of Cure ripoff band.
Yep.
Door in the Dark.
Door in the Dark.
Totally. I'd go to that show.
I wish. I'm sorry, Nathan. That is incorrect. Can you steal, Brianna?
Nancy Drew?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's a Robert Frost poem about hitting your head on a door in the dark. he ran out of material. Brianna, The Railway Children.
I hope that's an alternative rock band.
Yeah, that's an alt rock band. Yeah. Right, because you can see their album cover and they're like on the wrong side of the tracks and stuff. Yeah, totally. They are a British alt rock.
Never heard of them. Never heard of them.
Nathan, The 13th Pearl.
Nancy Drew.
Yes, it is a Nancy Drew book. Nancy travels to Japan to find a lost pearl necklace. In Japan, the book was translated to The Unlucky Oyster. These are your last clues. Brianna, The Black Cottage.
Robert Frost?
It is a Robert Frost, yes. And Nathan, The Whispering Statue.
Nancy Drew.
Sure is, Nancy Drew. Yeah. All right, Puzzle Guru Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
Well done, Brianna. You tied it up by winning that round.
Wow.
All right, we're tied one game apiece, so it's time for a quick game three. I'm going to give you a category, and you'll go back and forth naming things that fall into that category. The first contestant to mess up, either by giving a wrong answer, repeating an answer, or taking too long, will be eliminated. You're going to have to buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. Name the 10 letters in Scrabble that are worth more than 3 points each. Nathan, you go first.
X.
X is 8 points, correct.
Z.
Brianna, Z is correct. 10 points. Nathan?
Q.
Q, also 10 points. Brianna?
U?
No, I'm sorry. U is only worth 1 point. The remaining letters were F, H, J, K, V, W, and Y. Brianna, I'm sorry. We have to say goodbye to you. Nathan, congratulations. You're moving on to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Nathan in our final round at the end of the show, and we'll talk to comedian Roy Wood Jr. about his prank phone calling past, and we'll ask him if his refrigerator is running. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.